Welcome back, everybody, to the Cree Chatter Hour. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far, and it is a beautiful day out there. We're at the part of the show now where we like to play a little music for you. Music is a beautiful tool you could utilize to help you grasp on and practice the language. I think the first song we're going to do, Dallas picked.
Dallas did Sigas and you forgot. What about me?
Well, quit acting up. And I won't cut you out of the intro.
Anyways, Dallas Nitsigasun, Aixagegan
Chinia. I didn't even introduce myself. I just welcomed everyone back. Settle down. Actually, you know what? Usually we sing for you guys, but lately we've been playing songs and kind of showcasing other people. But I think the first song that we're going to play for you is actually a song that it's Dallas's song. And it's off the Cree Meditation album. I do believe there's two meditation albums out there. We want to say shout out to Terry Cardinal and Amber Dion at Kihiu Atchison. They did two projects like that where they actually invited musicians from the area, also outside musicians, and even poetry people?
Poetry, written poetry. Right? It's written poetry.
Yeah, but what do you call a poet?
A poet.
Sorry, excuse my English.
And but, let them know how I was invited as well.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? This song wasn't even supposed to be on there, but we were there, and we had the honor of working with Gunner Jules, Spur Puye, and Netani Means. And they were there. And I was supposed to go and do a song, and then me and Dallas do a song. But Dallas started humming this song, and he actually made it on the spot there. And Gunner and Spur both liked it, and they learned it on the spot. We recorded it, and that's the way it turned out. It's actually a prayer song. It's all in Nehiyawewin as well, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't go anywhere, though, because we have another song to play right after this that I think is really important.
Nutawinan, temake no we.
That's a really beautiful song. And if you listen to the whole thing, you will hear that beautiful prayer in Lakota at the end by Netani Means. That song just really came together. And I think that was the last song we did while we were there. And you guys make sure to check out that album. What is that album called again? That album is called Gisagi, Thin Indigenous Meditation Album. Make sure you check that out. And you can even search it up by searching the names. Fawnwood, Dallas Waskahat, Gunner Jules, Spur Puye, and Netani Means. And again, it's Gisagitin Indigenous Meditation Album. I think the next song that I want to show you guys, though, is Red Bull. We always talk about Red Bull. We talked about Dallas, eh? We talked about them being powwow. Like, they were the first powwow group to sing in Nehiyawewin, right?
They were absolutely the
first ones. And they went all over. Like, they were pioneers in that sense, especially from our area here. Contemporary songs were kind of a new thing, hey, back then?
No, yeah.
And you heard a lot of people sing with words like I think it was Yabe and Sami. I don't know. I can't think of any other older groups.
When I had talked with Edmund Bull, he had mentioned when they would travel to the States, they would hear word songs from like Lakota,
different Sioux, tribes.
And different tribes of like drum groups like Badland Singers. And
so they started singing in Cree.
They would come back home thinking, you know, why can't we compose our own Cree song? Because at that time, it was just straight singing around this area.
We had an interview, our very first interview for the show, because we did a whole year of just us speaking. But our very first interview was Mr. Edmund Bull. And you can find that on the website. Make sure you guys go. You can Google the Cree Chatter Hour. And then all of our past episodes are on the CFWE website. But I think these guys are an amazing resource to listen to Cree music and Cree words. Because, man, their music is iconic.
No, it's real iconic. And it's still...
And many good song makers came out of that group.
No, absolutely. A lot of great song makers. Irvin Waskowitz Sr., mm-hmm. Late Arnold Peet, late Art Musiman, right? So a lot of wonderful, intelligent,
late Earl Bull, too.
Late Earl Bull, yes, absolutely. And then famous kings that are still around today, like Francis Green. Francis Green came from...
Edmund
Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece, Jas, there, Joe Patagon.
So we want to say shout out to Red Bull, and this is why we chose to play them today. Their music, it's timeless. It's something that when you hear at a powwow, say if a group, or if they're there and they sing one of their classics, they're going to pack that floor, especially if it's intertribal or if they're singing it in for grand entry. Everybody dances. It just has that energy to it. Hope you guys enjoyed those songs. Both those picks were Dallas's songs, and I think those were good picks. I thought we'd do a powwow song for Red Bull, though, but it was Dallas's pick this week, and that was still a really good song.
Miko Mustos is what they were called in the Nehiyo language. Red cow.
How do you say both takwa no?
Yeah, takwa no, yeah.
Miko takwa no.
Yeah. So you won't regret it when you come to visit, because when you listen, they talk about that. When you're coming to visit, we'll eat
rabbit, duck, and fish.
And fish. So, meaning, if you come visit, you won't regret it because you're going to eat good. So, no, that was wonderful. I mean, I learned that song, I think, in 2005.
You know, when I first heard that song, Ben Cardinal put up this hand drum contest for me at Saddle Lake Powwow after I won gatherings. And the top two finalists were tied off, and it was Troy Tatusis, the guy you heard starting that song, and Elgin Scabby Rope. And then for the finals, Troy sang that song.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And I remember my dad really liked it. He was one of the judges.
Yeah. No, it was a good song. Really good song.
It's a really good... And a little bit of encouraging words for our listeners this week. Dallas, do you have any closing remarks you'd like to say?
You know, just keep going. Agamemok, kaipume. You know,
hey, don't use my lines.
No, I just want to say, just, you know, keep, just try your best and take your time. Don't get frustrated.
Yeah, there's no pace that you have to learn Cree. Learn at your own pace. Do what works for you. And again, we always say what Dallas said, agamemok, kaipume, kaini peusit. And that's persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. And we always like to stress that gaini peuset, don't be shy. That's the only way you're going to be able to practice and and conversate is by not letting yourself be your biggest hurdle. And I think we, like Dallas, he was talking about icebreakers this episode. Dallas uses a lot of humor. Me, I'm a person who has to be really precise when it comes to things. And I think I let that get in the way a lot of times. So even myself, I can't be shy. Again, we want to wish you guys a safe week and hope you guys have a beautiful week wherever you are. Make sure to check out the, what is it, Holiday Market at Holiday Enoch. Market, yeah. There's also a round dance in Frog Lake this Saturday. Come and support the Waskahat family out there. I do know there's other round dances, but don't go there. Come to Frog Lake. Come to Frog Lake, you guys. And we want to say congrats to everybody who's a part of Indigenous Night at the Oilers game the other night there on earlier this week on Monday. And, you know, that's Iksimaga, Iksipitama. We will see you guys next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.